The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
Right now we're going to our after hours line.
What do you do if you think you're a lesbian?
Okay, that's a quickie. What do you do if you think you're a lesbian? Now that translates into what do you do if you're a woman and you feel more sexually attracted to women than to men, or to a particular woman than to men? So you could say the same thing if you were heterosexual. What do you do if you think you're a heterosexual? I mean, none of us would ask that question. So the problem with being in quotes, or the problem in quotes, and being a lesbian is many people see it as a moral issue. And also, in the context of your own life, it may impact your life greatly. If you're married, if you have kids, or if you're dating a guy, what if you find out, what if you have much more feelings towards women than you do towards men? Well, I say no deceit. You've got to first spend the time to understand yourself. Do the introspective work. When am I attracted to women? When did this begin? Is it just at fantasizing? Is it at work? Have I experimented? Would I like to experiment? Am I attracted to a particular person? Or is it just in rebellion against a particular man or a particular man? Maybe I've had some bad experience with men. Maybe I've learned to please my dad my whole life, and now I need to please the men in my life. So sex is just a duty. You can't make sex a duty. If you're in a heterosexual relationship and that's the problem, then it may not be that you need a woman. It may be that you need more self-assertion to hold on to yourself, to tell what feels good for you, what doesn't, what's a turnoff. So this is a totally private choice. This is not a moral issue. If you choose to be with a woman, it is your life. You have every right to go that route. You may get some problems from family members. If you have kids, that can complicate matters tremendously, and you want to handle it with tact. You don't want to be one of these angry people in the gay or lesbian movement that make the whole movement look bad. You want to thoroughly enjoy your life, make your choices rationally, think them out long range and the values that it affects, and move forward in your own life.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
And right before the break, we were talking with Suzanne. Suzanne?
Yes.
You were talking about how your daughter is very afraid of the rain due to being both of you being trapped with your six-year-old son, too. She's 3 years old, in a thunderstorm trying to get into a car. It was decent out, then the rains came pouring, and you don't think she's so much afraid of the thunder, but of the rain.
Yeah.
And that it's preventing her from breathing freely, from enjoying her life, from going out and enjoying music outside at school.
Yes, right? She won't go outside at all. And before that, she loved to be outside.
Okay, so what does she say? What are her specific words? If she was standing at the door and you're about to go outside, you say she says, no rain. What else does she say?
That's it. No, inside, she says.
Inside, no rain, no rain?
No rain, want to go inside.
Want to go inside. So what do you typically say to her?
I try and ease her fears. I say, you know, it's not raining. Look at the sky. It's beautiful. There's no clouds. It's sunny. I try to do anything to ease her fears, but what I'm doing doesn't seem to work.
What does she love outside that might make her shift her focus to something else? Like if she's got a puppy dog outside that she likes, and I don't mean go.
Yeah. She loves to play on the swings.
The
it's
swings.
Like her favorite thing.
Yeah.
We have a swing set in the backyard, and I'm like, come on, let's go out in the swings. She won't go.
And then I might say to her, honey, you know, I know you were scared by that rainstorm, and rain, that was a little scary. I might empathize with her. You know, I got really wet. I might tell her it wasn't scary for me, but I didn't like getting wet. It wasn't a fun day. But sometimes rain is like that, and most of the time rain can be silly. For example, if the sprinkler's running and it's a really hot day, you can run through it. We can water the grass. You can have a teeny, teeny little squirt gun, one that looks not like those big ones that the kids have. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be silly. It can be, we water, you have a watering pot that looks like it's raining, not that, you know, that comes out. You know, we water the plants. And that's silly rain. There can be fun rain. There can be goofy rain. You can make different categories of rain. And when you feel like coming out to the swing, I'll be outside today, hon.
So I should...
empathize with her.
Outside, but encourage.
I would encourage her. Now, if you have to go outside, then there's no question. It's, you know, I can understand that you're afraid of rain. Let's see. It doesn't look like it's going to rain today. And even if it does, maybe it will be silly rain today or fun rain or, I don't know, even come up with a rain song that's playful. You want to try to empathize with her so she doesn't fight a battle with you, because otherwise it ends up being not so much the rain, but you don't understand me, Mommy. I'm really afraid. And it's more the you don't understand than I'm really afraid. Mm-hmm. That's upsetting her. But if you have empathy with her and then get on the swing set or invite her to do something really fun, a birthday party of a best friend or something that you're going out for. And if you don't make it into a big thing, I know you were a little afraid of that rain before. Let's go on out and see. You know, you can even carry your umbrella today if you want to. It may be something silly. And then if it doesn't rain, we'll put the umbrella away. But we have the umbrella. So, you know, you could do something playful. And as she gets older, Singing in the Rain. Have you seen Singing in the Rain?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it is an old-time movie, but it is a must. It puts so much joy in my kids' life and my life, and it's Make 'em Laugh, Make 'em Laugh. That's one of the songs from it. And then, of course, you must know the main song, Sing, I'm Singing in the Rain, Just Singing in the Rain. And that's such a fun song that it may help her develop these other categories of rain, that rain can be fun. How did you handle it when you had that mommy's moment from, what did you call it, a horror moment with the kids?
Not well. I mean, I wanted my older daughter was standing in the thunder and the lightning with an umbrella, and she wouldn't get in the car, and I was afraid she was going to, you know, lightning was going to strike, and
okay, so you might have
yelled at her to get in the car.
So your daughter may have been picking up more on your mood at that time, that if you were making it a very high anxiety mood, it may not so much be the rain, but she may be afraid that you may lose control again, or you may make it seem like it's a crisis and you could have handled that better. I would use you're being honest with yourself, which is so dynamite. That's so great for you. If you can figure out how you would handle that same type of situation again differently, to lighten it up, to be playful with it, or to do something a little differently, you will have an opportunity. Your kids are still so young that you will have another opportunity that where they may anticipate, oh no, Mom's going to lose it again. But instead of losing it, you handle it in a joyous way. So I would try that. There are also some fabulous parenting books, and I would go to my website, drkenner.com, drkenner.com, Suzanne.
Okay.
And pick up the book, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk by Adele Faber and Elaine Maslisch. It's at my website. And that is an incredibly fabulous book. I never would have been the parent or the therapist that I'm able to be without the knowledge of how to raise kids from that book. So
okay.
Thank you so very much for your call. And give me a call back. Let me know how things go.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Suzanne.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
In deciding whether to forgive your partner for an injustice, consider, is there evidence that the person has really changed? The more serious the offense or the more long-term the problem, the longer it takes to know if the partner has genuinely reformed. Don't forgive too soon. Many people are repeat offenders. No one else can make the decision to forgive for you, nor are there any formulas, only guiding principles such as those just listed, and often a great deal of thought. Take the case of adultery. For many individuals, such an act is unforgivable, and the hurt partner immediately terminates the relationship. To others, it might signal that something is very wrong with the relationship, and the response would be to uncover the causes and decide whether the partnership can or should be repaired.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy the book at amazon.com.